Anyone who has experimented as a child with maize starch and water knows about sheer thickening. A mixture of these substances is easy to stir slowly, but solidifies when you speed the stirring up, only to liquefy again when you stop. It's fun. But it may also be important. For years, people have been trying to apply the principle to armor. Now, it seems, one group has succeeded. The result will not stop a speeding bullet, but incorporated into a helmet, it might save the wearer from concussion. Construction workers, soldiers, and sportsmen and women all wear safety helmets that contain impact-absorbing suspension systems based on foam pads or webbing straps. Eric Wetzel of the United States Army Research Laboratory and his colleagues proposed replacing these with fabric tubes containing a sheer thickening material that the lab has developed. These tubes, which behave like viscous, speed-sensitive bungee cords, are known as rate-activated tethers, or RATs. A standard bungee cord's useful property is its elasticity. This first stores energy as the jumper falls and then releases it as he bounces back up again. A rat bungee jump, however, would be a one-way trip. Rats absorb energy when stretched in the way that an elastic substance does, but, unlike an elastic, they do not then give it back when released. That would leave a jumper dangling at the bottom. Dr. Wetzel's team were developing rats as ankle supports to absorb landing shock for parachutists when they realized that the tethers they were working with had just the qualities required for helmet suspensions. They provide instant strong resistance, which increases with impact speed. Existing military helmets protect in situations like travel over rough terrain, collisions between vehicles and with obstacles, and being thrown around by bomb blasts. RATs offer better protection in all these cases. Current American Army combat helmets are built to withstand impact velocities of 3 meters a second, with newer models being rated for just over 4. Prototype helmets fitted with RAT suspension pass impact tests at 5 meters a second, which Dr. Wetzel says no previous helmet suspension has achieved.